here with head coach Megan Marsden. How did you feel about how the quad meet went?
Well, I felt really good about it. It was, first of all, it was a great practice for our team to feel like kind of a postseason event with several teams competing, and we used corrals and used some of the corral protocol to help our freshmen especially feel like, you know, when we get to postseason, they've already done that. So I liked that, and then on top of it, I felt like under the circumstances with a major injury happening earlier in the week, which created quite a, you know, a down feeling emotionally, and then Tiffany having a more minor injury and pulling both of those girls out of the lineup and freshmen in places that they haven't ever competed to count, and then them handling it really well. All those things made it for a great night. And then certainly a big score to improve on our score was icing on the cake.
Yeah, kind of talk a little bit more about those injuries. You were replacing, what, 6 routines, I think, in that meet?
Yes.
How did you prepare all these younger gymnasts? Because you really had a lot of success from both Kim and Missy.
Yes, well, we had been preparing people. I mean, that's the beauty of a team. And here at Utah, I mean, we try to make our group of 12 athletes feel like everybody will be important in the course of a season. It's a long season, and so that didn't happen overnight. We had people waiting in the wings. We probably would have preferred to bring Missy and Kim along a little more in exhibition if we had that luxury. But with 2 injuries, all of a sudden, it put them in the mix. We really needed to use their talents and see if they could handle the pressures. We knew their routines were ready. It was a matter of, can they do this in the decisive moment?
So in the meet, Denver posted a season high score as well. Do you think that pushed the gymnasts at all, or do you want them to just ignore what all the other teams are doing and focus on themselves?
Well, during the night, the girls are supposed to stay in the Utah bubble and focus in on our team. And there's really nothing that can be done about those other teams at that moment. So there's no advantage to watching their routines while they're doing them, other than it takes away from what we're trying to get accomplished as a team. What we do try to do is pay attention to any teams out there that are rising and challenging, and make sure that and the coaches do a lot of this, but we make sure that our routines are made up of skills that are comparable, that our athletes are continuing to improve on their execution, how many times we stick landings, those types of things. And that's really all that we can do to go up against a Denver or any other university out there that's challenging.
Beam is your event, and you had a fall first gymnast out, so then that really put pressure on the rest of the lineup. What did you kind of do? How did they handle that pressure?
Well, they handled it incredibly, and I didn't know exactly how it was going to go. I knew we had veterans in the lineup that I felt pretty confident of, but second up was Missy Reinstedtler for the first time to count. Her night started a little rough with a fall on vault, which showed me some nerves because she can do a beautiful vault. So I was concerned at that point that we had an event she was doing exhibition in and 2 more events that she was going to count in, which included balance beam. But as I watched her do her bar routine, I felt like she changed her approach and was much more aggressive with her approach than what happened on vault. So as we rounded the corner to balance beam, I felt more confident about Missy being in my lineup. When McKenna fell, I felt bad that she was going to be going for her first time under that circumstance, but I'll tell you what, nobody was more proud than me to watch how she handled it.
So with the Pac-12 competition starting this week, kind of how do you feel about where the team is at this moment right now? Are they ahead of where you wanted them to be, where you wanted them to be, or behind?
I'd say we're, you know, where we'd like to be. I mean, possibly a little bit ahead in watching some of our freshmen, including Michaela Skinner, who are handling pretty well the college scene, the college game, competing week in and week out. But we're only 3 weeks in, and so it's still a long season. We've got more than half of our season left, and so that would be where you know, a young team still doesn't fully understand the competing week in and week out for an entire season. So I mean, both Tom and I will be continuing to try to manage that and make sure that our athletes' bodies are feeling healthy and strong weekly, and that emotionally and mentally our girls are staying fresh, and that we don't burn them out too early.
So this will be the first kind of true road trip, because for BYU you just drove down the day. How do you prepare? Is it any different for when you're like flying to a destination?
I mean, it is a little bit. Our training changes just slightly this week. It's a Saturday meet, and we travel for a full day. So on Friday it's a travel day, so no gymnastics on that day. We will do a little stretching when we get to the hotel, but otherwise no gymnastics. So Thursday will be a more complete workout. Usually the day before meet we do a modified workout, and then we'll ask the girls to pay attention to their nutrition, their rest, some of those things, and try to stay as consistent as they can. We're trying to improve that over time, that their consistency and what works for them, that they're paying attention to that and addressing that week in and week out. These are practices for postseason in that sense. And so, yes, this will be the first time that we'll be traveling on an airplane, have a travel day, and I'll expect the girls to be assessing that for each of themselves individually and then making adjustments as we move on in the season.
So the last question, what are you kind of seeing from the Washington gymnastics team? What is kind of their area of strength?
I don't know if I'll be able to answer that. I mean, from what I can tell, they're scoring, you know, in the 195s. They have a new head coach, and so I'm sure that they're dealing with some adjustments in that. But it looks like they're handling that pretty well, because they're a team in the Pac-12 that's doing well. But I don't know their personnel well enough to really comment on which events are the strongest for them. Possibly Tom knows more about that, but I'm not certain of that.